Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. I never thought that I would see this headline. Let's talk Bill Cosby, because this headline of Bill Cosby will stand trial for sexual assault. Did you ever think you'd see that in writing?
No.
Many thought the day would never come, but here it is. More than a decade after being accused of sexual misconduct, Bill Cosby will stand trial for assault charges. 78-year-old comedian and actor went before the judge on Tuesday. He had to be escorted into the courtroom because he suffers from vision problems. He appeared to be a shadow of the man he used to be, the man we once knew as Cliff Huxtable, America's dad. CNN's Gene Casares was inside the courtroom. Listen.
The feel in that courtroom was professional. Bill Cosby was there. He had to be there under law. He sat at the defense table. He didn't talk with his attorneys very much at all. It was a packed courtroom. The defense was extremely aggressive toward that judge.
The defense was aggressive because they knew that if the judge decided in favor of the accuser, who is Andrea Constant, that it would be the first card pulled that could bring down a house of cards that Cosby allegedly built to cover up his alleged actions. The accuser, Andrea Constant, claims that in 2004, she visited Cosby at his Elkins Park, Pennsylvania home after a night out with friends. She claims that once she got there, she was having emotional issues. So Cosby gave her 3 blue pills to take, and then he gave her some wine.
After that, she said she suddenly felt woozy. Her legs were weak. He had to assist her to a couch. She said that she was conscious in and out, but she wasn't able to stop him from sexually assaulting her.
So that's the information that she says happened. At that point, those in the courtroom say Cosby's defense team began to go in on the prosecution and Constance claims, saying that her statements over the years have been contradictory. They question why Constant met Cosby several times after the initial encounter, even supposedly went to a casino to meet him. She claims she met him repeatedly because she felt close to him. The defense said that the repeated visits proved that it was consent. Now, although Constant accused Cosby of drugging her and sexually assaulting her in 2005, the DA in Pennsylvania decided the evidence was insufficient to proceed with an investigation. She then filed a civil claim, which was settled by Cosby out of court for an undisclosed cash settlement, which included a confidentiality agreement. But as we know, in later years, both sides accuse each other of breaking that agreement, and lawsuits and charges have been filed, and here we are now. Bill Cosby is going to trial, for which there is no date right now. If convicted, he could get 30 years in prison, which means that he would probably die there because he's almost 80 years old. What a way to spend your golden years in legal turmoil, the very real prospect of prison, and a reputation permanently destroyed. Yeah. Now that is a fall from grace.
Sure. Mm. It is. He'll never come back. You're right, never come back.
He'll never come back.
No matter what happens.
He doesn't have time to make up his reputation. Mm-mm. He doesn't have time. I mean, come on. And he looks frail now. And the other thing is what they're going to argue is whether or not all these other women can testify against him in this criminal court. And if that is allowed,
well,
that
opens
up a whole other
can. Why would they bring this case
work
with the lady going back to meet him over and over again?
Because none of the other...
It seems the other cases are stronger.
No, but the time is... The
statute of limitations.
Statute of limitations. Yeah.
And this one has not run out. So, and in Pennsylvania. And then also it was brought to court there, and the DA decided not to prosecute. Now there's all this new evidence in the same case.
Hey, Don Lemon, Hugh Hefner has been called, has been mentioned as part of Bill Cosby's cases that he had, Bill Cosby met women at the mansion, and now Holly Madison, is it, says that Hugh Hefner did the same thing, give pills. And do you think that Hugh Hefner will have some of the same problems?
Well, if someone brings a court case, a claim against him, yes, because as we look back at this, and I think many people said, well, the statute of limitations has run out on Bill Cosby and these women. Bill Cosby will never go to court. I may have even said that, you know, because of the statute of limitations. But because of this one loophole, this one hiccup, here we are. So if he is indicated in this in any way, if those women, if it somehow is involved, those women who are involved are able to testify in this case, that could be brought up.
Yeah.
And listen, I say anything is possible, especially when now the way our culture has changed when it comes to sexual assault and women, being more open to listening to women. I would say that there are probably people going, like Gloria Allred, who are going to look through those cases. And
she's
once
at,
they
this,
start digging,
she's at
you
the
never
case
know.
Now. She said she's monitoring it just to.
Yeah.
What, the Hugh Hefner?
No, monitoring the Cosby.
Oh, monitoring
the case. Yeah. Because she represents so many of those women.
Yeah.
So she's seeing what happens, right?
Yeah.
So no matter what happens, nothing good.
And it would have stayed sealed if he hadn't run his mouth.
If he hadn't run, she, because she said he broke the confidentiality agreement and they went back in court. And it's so convoluted
and he went,
how
and,
it came
yeah, he
out.
Talked and about it. He talked about yeah. it publicly.
Yes.
After Hannibal Buress busted him out, and then he started rebutting. And it would have stayed closed, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have. And all you have to do is, and that's the best thing, when someone asks you something, especially if there's something legal, the best answer is always no comment.
Mm. All right.
Hard thing for a comedian to do. You know that.
That's hard for a comedian to say no comment.
Imagine back in the 80s, us having this conversation and Cliff Huxtable was on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Never, ever have
thought. Yeah.
Never.
All right, Don.